Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induwa Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. Today, I want to talk about a phenomenon that is very common nowadays, especially in miracle crusades. Why do people lose their healing? Or why do people appear to lose their healing? It's a very common thing. For example, 20 years ago, there was a very big healing crusade in Trinidad. And there was one particular lady who was prayed for. She had some kind of cancer. And the healing evangelist told her that she will be healed. Later that night, she will go to the toilet, she will excrete the cancer, and then she will be healed. So I happen to know the story very well, because the person who was sick is a friend of a friend of mine. And so said, so done, the person went home. They excreted something that they perceived to be the cancer. Exactly as the healing evangelist said, it was done, so they assumed that they were healed. 2 weeks later, that lady was dead. So I asked them, well, what happened? You know, how come the person died when they were supposedly healed? Her relative said she lost her faith. That is, the faith to get healed, she lost it. So that's why she got back sick, and then she died. And it's a very common thing. If you follow a lot of these healing crusades around the world, it's not just something that happened once in Trinidad. It happens everywhere. People go up on stage, they testify that they were healed. Then, a few weeks later, when news reporters interview them, they're still sick. And it happens over and over and over again. It's not an uncommon thing. It happens a lot. So why? Why is that? That people who were supposedly healed ended up losing their healing, especially when that never happened. At least there's no recorded incident of it happening in the Bible. So that's what I want to talk about today. I want to give you a biblical answer to that question. Why do people lose their healing? I'm going to read two portions of scripture. The first one is taken from Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. Jesus was speaking, and he said, "When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest, and finds none. Then he says," that's a demon, "I will return to my house from which I came," the house referring to the person. "And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of the man is worse than the first." And then John chapter 5, verse 14, after Jesus healed somebody, he met him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." So those two scriptures lay out the theoretical possibility that after somebody is healed of a sickness or delivered from a demon, it is theoretically possible for that person to get reinfected with the sickness or the demons if certain conditions are not put in place. Right? So it is a theoretical possibility. But here's the thing. That never happened in the Bible. Of all the people Jesus healed, of the hundreds, maybe thousands of people that Jesus healed and the apostles healed that are recorded, only some of them are recorded in the Bible, there is not one case of any one of them getting back sick. Although it is a theoretical possibility, it never happened. There were scribes and Pharisees looking for any reason to accuse Jesus of something. And the only thing that they could find was that he threatened to destroy the temple. and build it back in 3 days. They were scrambling and they couldn't find anything. Tell me, realistically, if any one of the people that Jesus healed were found 2 weeks later still sick, don't you think that would have been a major scandal? Don't you think they would have raised that issue? But they didn't, because it never happened. So that tells me one thing. The possibility of somebody losing their healing is a theoretical possibility, but it is an extremely rare event. So why is it that nowadays there are so many instances of people having been healed, inverted commas, at a miracle crusade only to be found sick 2 weeks later? There are too many. The pieces don't fit. Something is wrong with that picture. Something that's supposed to be rare cannot be happening all the time. Something is wrong. So, let's examine those two scriptures and see if we could find any clues as to why it is all of these people nowadays are losing their healing. The first thing that we see in both of those scriptures, in the Matthew chapter 12 scripture, it says, the latter end of the man is worse than the former. In John chapter 5, Jesus told the man who was healed, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. So, or it is theoretically possible for somebody to lose their healing. But when they do, their sickness, their reinfection, or their second bout of the sickness is going to be worse than the first. Yet you will find in the majority of cases where people claim to have lost their healing, the sickness is exactly the same. Again, the pieces do not fit. Jesus never said, go and sin no more, lest an equally bad thing come upon you. He said, lest a worse thing come upon you. So that's another piece of the puzzle that doesn't fit. The sickness is supposed to be worse, not equal. Thirdly, Jesus said, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. Which means, for a worse sickness to come upon you, or for somebody to really lose their healing, they have to commit some heinous act of sin. It is not sufficient to say they lost their faith or they stopped believing. That is utter nonsense. The reason Jesus gave for somebody getting back sick is because of sin and not loss of faith. Number four, although this one is not obvious from the scripture itself, the Bible says a demon spirit goes into the dry and arid places looking for rest and he finds none. Then he comes back and he finds his house empty, swept and set in order. He finds seven spirits worse than themselves and they come back and the latter end of the man is worse. Don't you think that's going to take some time? Although the Bible doesn't say how fast demons move or how fast sickness moves, you would get the impression that that's going to take some time, right? It's going to take some time. It's not going to happen immediately. Why is it that people are being found sick so quickly after being supposedly healed? My guess is that it would take longer than 2 weeks. I remember a few years ago, I was listening to somebody preach. The person was talking about somebody who was blind, right? And that person came up to the altar for prayer, and he laid hands on her, prayed for her, and she was healed. That this is the guy telling his story. And she said, brother so-and-so, I didn't realize that you were so good looking. And I thought to myself, you know, that's probably the first sign that she wasn't really healed. But anyway, his story goes, she was healed. But before she left the service, so we're talking about half an hour later, before she left the service, she lost her faith, and by the time she walked out the door, she was blind again. That's his story. Now, that is the most laughable, absurd thing I have ever heard. Let me tell you what really happened. She never got healed. All right? She never got healed because if somebody has to commit some kind of sin and get back sick, surely, surely it's going to take more than half an hour. Come on. The most plausible and logical explanation is that she never got healed. But when somebody prays for you and they ask you, how are you feeling? What are you going to tell them? Are you going to tell them that you feel worse? No. You're going to mama guy them and you're going to say, oh, I just got healed. You're so good looking. I could see now. And for those of you who are listening to the program online from outside the country, mama guy is a Trinidadian word that means to flatter obsequiously. They were saying, yes, I feel really good. It's just something people say. They weren't really healed. They were just telling you that they were healed. And now that leads me to the last point. I could tell you exactly why so many people claim to have got healed and 2 weeks later they're still sick, or they supposedly got back sick. I'll tell you exactly why. Because they were never healed to begin with. This is how things work at these miracle crusades. There are thousands upon thousands of people. There is no way the evangelist could pray for every single person. So what they normally do, they have ushers, and people have to tell the evangelist that they were healed or they felt some warmth or whatever on them. And when the usher hears that, then they will escort them to the stage where the healing evangelist will interview them about their healing and then lay hands on them, breathe on them, wave at them, or whatever he does. All right? That's how it works. So in people's minds, what they want is to get on that stage. So they will say anything. They will say they felt a warmth. They will say they felt that they were healed. Because some people come up right there and claim that they were healed of cancer. How do you know that? How could you know right there and then that you were healed of cancer? Really, how do you know that? But they assume, and they just say that to get on stage because they believe that if the evangelist prays for them personally, then they have a better chance of getting healed. So 2 weeks later, people interview them, they're still sick. They never got healed. That's how it works. That's the most logical and plausible explanation. Now, there's one more point I would like to raise, is that sometimes healing works in stages. It's rare. It was rare in the Bible. Most of the people who got healed in the Bible got healed instantly. But sometimes, like there was one case where Jesus spit in the ground, put mud in the guy's eyes, and he said, tell me, what do you see? He said, I see men like trees walking. And Jesus prayed again, and he was completely healed. So sometimes healing works in stages, and it's gradual. So maybe sometimes you feel like you got healed of something, but it wasn't a complete healing. Just keep praying, keep seeking God, and trust Him for complete healing. Don't be afraid of losing your healing. If you are genuinely healed, you're going to have to commit a horrible sin to lose your healing. Too many people, because they hear about people losing their healing, they feel they need some kind of super spiritual faith in order to keep being healed, and they end up putting themselves in bondage. And I pray that what I shared today would help set you free from that mindset. You don't have to be afraid of losing your healing if your healing was genuine in the first place. And if you feel your healing was gradual, just or partial, just keep praying. Keep seeking God. Our God is a merciful God, and we depend on God's mercy to heal us. Healing is never about our ability to concentrate or to develop a certain mindset. Healing is not for the super spiritual. Healing is for regular folks. So don't be afraid of people losing their healing. Most of them were never healed in the first place. So I pray that you will be set free from that kind of thinking. God bless you, and I'll see you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.